2 Samuel chapter 16. And when David was a little past the top of the hill, Ziba the servant of Mephibosheth met him, with a couple of donkeys saddled, and upon them 200 loaves of bread, and 100 bunches of raisins, and 100 of summer fruits, and a bottle of wine. And the king said to Ziba, "What do you mean by these?" And Ziba said, "The donkeys are for the king's household to ride on, and the bread and summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine, that those who are faint in the wilderness may drink." And the king said, "And where is your master's son?" And Ziba said to the king, "He remains at Jerusalem, because he said, 'Today the house of Israel shall restore to me the kingdom of my father.'" Then the king said to Ziba, "Look, all that belongs to Mephibosheth is yours." And Ziba said, "I humbly ask you that I may find grace in your sight, my lord, O king." And when King David came to Bahurim, from there a man of the family of the house of Saul came out, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth, and still cursed as he came. And he cast stones at David, and at all the servants of King David, and all the people and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And this is what Shimei said when he cursed: come out, you bloody man, and you man of Belial, wickedness. The Lord Jehovah has returned upon you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. And the Lord Jehovah has delivered the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom, and, see, you are taken in your mischief, because you are a bloody man." Then Abishai the son of Zeruiah said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? I ask you to let me go over, and take off his head." And the king said, "What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse, because the Lord Jehovah has said to him, 'Curse David.' Who shall then say, 'Why have you done so?'" And David said to Abishai, and to all his servants, "See, my son, who came forth of my body, seeks my life, how much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse, because the Lord Jehovah has sent him. It may be that the Lord Jehovah will look on my affliction, and that the Lord Jehovah will repay me good for his cursing this day." And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along on the hill's side opposite him, and cursed as he went, and threw stones at him, and cast dust. And the king, and all the people who were with him, came weary, and refreshed themselves there. And Absalom, and all the people, the men of Israel, came to Jerusalem, and Ahithophel with him. And it came to pass, when Hushai the Archite, David's friend, had come to Absalom, that Hushai said to Absalom, "God save the king, God save the king." And Absalom said to Hushai, "Is this your kindness to your friend? Why did you not go with your friend?" And Hushai said to Absalom, "No. But whom the Lord Jehovah and this people, and all the men of Israel, choose, his I will be, and with him I will I stay. And again, whom should I serve? Should I not serve in the presence of his son? As I have served in your father's presence, so I will be in your presence." Then Absalom said to Ahithophel, "Give counsel among you what we shall do." And Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Go into your father's concubines, which he has left to keep the house, and all Israel shall hear that you are despised by your father, then the hands of all who are with you shall be strong." So they spread Absalom a tent upon the top of the house, and Absalom went into his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel both with David and with Absalom.